I spent hours flying across the country and back, in economy. And wore a parka around Ottawa for 2 days to come back with just this? Is what Premier David Eby is trying not to say out loud, following the big confab between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Premiers. The meeting about a new federal-provincial healthcare funding arrangement dealt with such astronomically large sums that this analogy comes to mind. The Premiers went in asking for the sun, the moon and the stars. They came out with the equivalent a lower-grade asteroid they'll have to share. Ottawa's contribution to provincial health systems would be $46 billion higher than the previous arrangement, which sounds respectable. But divided by 10 provinces and the territories, and then divided again by 10 years, it amounts in BC to a few hundred million dollars a year. Fiscally limited, was Eby's muted response. It's about 2% of the BC's health budget this year. Since that budget jumps every year, the federal increase's impact will steadily diminish over the 10-year span. Health Minister Adrian Dix was similarly cagey on Wednesday as provincial leaders were still huddling trying to figure out an official response to the federal position. He said it amounts to the federal government increasing its current 23% contribution to provincial health budgets to, wait for it, 24%. That is better than 22%, Dix said, speaking slowly, so reporters could follow along. Better than 21%, better than 17%. So in that sense, it's positive. But 24% was not what BC was looking for. Dix rattled off a long list of recent measures his ministry has undertaken just to keep up with increased demand. Every one of them cost significant amounts of money, now and into the future. I would expect the federal government would want to be part of that, to contribute in a substantial way. Dix said gave the federal Liberals credit for recognizing that cannot continue to deteriorate. But, they've got to do better. We are massively responding, providing more services. But the demand is going to continue to grow. And we need the federal government to, respond to it, better than they did this week. Meanwhile, opposition Liberals and Greens continue to blast Dix in the legislature for how the system is managed. Opposition leader Kevin Falcon said the NDP government is the only group that thinks anything is getting better in the healthcare system. The list of health crises will be chanted daily for the duration of the legislative session. 20% of British Columbians don't have a family doctor. Cancer care wait times have degraded. Hundreds of thousands are waiting to get medical imaging. Wait times at walk-in clinics have doubled in 3 years. Falcon said an urgent primary care center in Victoria was at capacity 45 minutes after it opened Wednesday. Regarding the federal health funding proposal, he put more emphasis on management of the current budget than on increasing it. Some additional federal dollars might be helpful. Ellipsis. It's not just about more money. It's about how the system is currently being mismanaged. But the parties have been talking past each other for years in the House on healthcare. Any innovative solution when it comes to funding or management is unlikely to come from the legislature. Just so you know, resentment and mistrust always surface when politicians' travel claims come up. The Premier may have booked economy on his Ottawa visit to avoid that. But BC needs to make a specific allowance for Eby. Expecting a 6'7" man to fly cross-country with the kind of legroom you get in a grade 1 desk is cruel and unusual punishment, verging on torture. He's entitled to upgrade from here on in. It's in BC's best interests, because God knows what he'll agree to in Ottawa if he keeps putting himself through that hell to get there. Lane at TimesColonist.com. > to comment on this article. Write a letter to the editor, letters at timescolonist.com.